It was a roller coaster, as the whole election has been. It's still hard for me to believe that it's actually happened, that I actually won. I hope that everyone knows that I will work as hard as I possibly can to serve the people of the county to my fullest ability and give it my all. I appreciate everyone's support and everyone's votes. I won't forget it, and I will do my best to earn the continued support from the people of Mercer County.
And I know, I think you officially get sworn in like early December, so kind of what do you do between now and then? Is it a situation where you just kind of wait till you take the position on December 1st, or are there some preliminary things you kind of put some wheels in motion leading up to that?
Well, of course, there's no real rules that I've been given as to how it works exactly. I know I kick off at beginning of December. My assumption is that things are just sort of status quo for this final month. I know I received an invitation to, like, the Sheriff's Association conference for newly elected sheriffs in Springfield, which I think is next week, and hopefully that will give me some, you know, additional training about the, you know, the statutory duties and administrative tasks that that come with the office. So hopefully I'll get to attend that and then just sort of prepare the inner workings when I get to take office.
Well, and I know you were out there working and meeting the people. What do you think, what was the message that was carried forward, or that was the difference? It was a close race, but I mean, what do you think, as you try to put your finger on it, the difference of this thing was tonight?
I really don't know. Hopefully people understood my sincerity and that I truly am here just to make the county a better place. Hopefully that's the message that they heard, that they'll, you know, that I'll work to put the people first and give them a voice. But other than that, I don't know.
Well, and I know we had you in, a week ago, or about 6 days ago, you know, face-to-face on the airways with your opponent. Do you have anything to say to him now that the race is over?
Absolutely. I've known Dave a long time. I worked well with Dave. I think it's just simply a position where, you know, I felt I had different priorities, and that's all. He's not a bad guy. He's, you know, not a bad sheriff. It's just that, you know, we had different priorities and different views on things, and I still have a great deal of respect for him and wish him well.